Mem Hey Amad Aleph, let's start from the top of the Amid. Vosnan, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Shtayim Yikones, Gimel Lo Yikones. Rabbi Lezer says, if a person is two Amis out of the Trum, he's permitted to go back into the Trum. Gimel, if he's three Amis out of the Trum, Lo Yikones. My love, Rabbi Lezer Letaimei. Bestomme that what Rabbi Lezer is matter by two Amis, the Omar Vuhu Be'em Tzon. He holds that the Dalad Amis will have in the bottom Mishneh, that the Dalad Amis that is knitten to a person, that is two Amis on each side. So Memele, so that's what Rabbi Lezer says, that if these two Amis away, he's permitted to enter. It's Rabbi Lezer Letaimei, the Omar Vuhu Be'em Tzon, that he has two Amis on each side. Va'arba Amis the Yovel Rabbonon, so it comes out, the Arba Amis the Yovel Rabbonon command the Mivlan Domi. Since he has two Amis on each side, and he's only two Amis away from the Trum, is command the Mivli Domi, v'kama Yikonis, Alma have lost Trumim Milsei. So we see have lost Trumim Milsei. The Rabbeinu Peretz says, why did the Gemara have to say Rabbi Lezer Letaimei? He says, because you could learn different pshat in Rabbi Lezer. You could learn that Rabbi Lezer holds that the emissary has four Amis on each side. In that, what two Amis away, he's permitted to enter because two Amis is not called a Yaitzimi Atchum. That could be the vote. That he has four Amis to go, and he holds Fakel. There's no union of Avlos Tchumim. No, two Amis is called, doesn't have a Chshivas of Yaitzim in Atchum. Three Amis, Taki, he's not allowed to go back, even though he has four Amis to go back. So therefore, the Gemara had to make the Pshat of Rabbi Lezer clear. That Rabbi Lezer, the time made, that he only has two Amis. So the two Amis reach the Tchum. Va'af al-Pikain, he's permitted to go back. And that is the only reason he's permitted to go back, because it reaches the Trum, so we see that I've lost Trum and Milsi. Let us again see Rashi. Vosnan Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Mi sheyotza chutz letchum beiz ameis yikonis, avol gimul lo yikonis. So what is this magic number? My high shiura dinokat. What is the difference between two and three? Lav mistome Rabbi Lezer letaimei. Dom aber mas nisen gabi dalle dame shnos no khakham im leyt ze khutz le tkhum do hu bem tso da psad des yes tu ames an ich sag yes loy le khutz i doy beiz ames le fikh ze she yot so beiz ames khutz le tkhum given the beiz ames of dvukay sloy betkhum ay since these two ames Adavuk to his tchum, svi Rabbi Lezer, dechiman, demuvlom, betchumei dome. Rabbi Lezer holds dvukais are equivalent to muvlois. It's just like it's overlapping. That means even though there'd be a svara to say that dvukais is, Rashi mentioned the svara before memdala domet beis, that if you have the top of the ma'ore would be 4,000 ameh, one would only be permitted to go 2,000 Amis. Because there Rashi is saying, not according to Rabbi Lezer, that Dvukais is not equivalent to Muvlois. So Memele, he's only permitted to go his 2,000 Amis. But for Rabbi Lezer, we see that he holds that the Cheman, the Muvlom, Betchumei Domi. If he holds, he's permitted to go over from his two Amis into the Trum, so he holds that Dvukais is equivalent to Muvlois. Umutalikonis, Alma Milsi. So we see that what? That Havlos Milsi. Havlos Tchumim Milsi. Zuktrashi, Lelishne Kama Havet Yufte. According to the first Loshen, that Rabbe held that if one is a Yaitzim in Atchum, even though the Apayim Amo is Muvlan Teich Atchum, he doesn't hold like Neldor Rashi said, and he can't enter. Is Lelishne Kama Havit Yufte. Here it says Yikones, he is like Kibnei Ha'ir. Avo Lelishne Basre, Loi Nehirali. So Rashi says, according to Lelishne Basre, that Lelishne Basre holds a filu according to Rabbim. if his alpayim ames muvlan de seichat chum is permitted to enter the ear. Vareyu kevatchila. The whole machloikis between Rav Shimi Bachiya and Rabbi is, does he have a whole day 8,000 ames? Can he go back and forth or not? So Zukta Rashi, so according to the second Loshin, so what is the Kashan Rab? Doleka Osre Leila Meheda. Rabbi never asked it to go back to Iro, and that's all what Rabbi Elezer said. Rabbi Elezer said that he's permitted to go back to Iro, Yikones. So what is the Kashan Rab? So Rashi Yaman de Goras lo meforesh de kiven de holoi havo mevlois. The kash is as follows, that Be'emesin, here it is not mevlois. So here it is worse than Rabbi's case. Rabbi's case, it's mevlois, so lemaise, so he has a hechetimtze, how to enter the trum, because it's still in the hizalpayim amo. So then there's a din, kiven de holo. That's it, since it was nifnas beheta, kiven da olo. That's what Rabbah holds. But over here, lo havu muvlois, elo devukai. So, nemes and dav medoch vashtayim shat in Rabbi Elezer. How can Rabbi Elezer permit him to go into the shtot? He has his two amis. The two amis are devukais to the trum. But how does he leave his two amis and go into the trum? He was a yaitzim in a trum. And he has his two amis. How is he permitted to go after his two amis? Va'afilu ho'chi shori, va'af alpi, kein Rabbi Elezer was matam, shmami no, havlo dover godohu, va'heichi demivlon, chat trumahave. So you see that havlo is a dover godohu. What is that havlo is a dover godohu? That the gather of Havlo is not the way Rabbi understands Havlo. Rabbi understands Havlo that the gather of Havlo is, it's a hechet timsa bringing me back into the trum. So it's not a dover godel. I have alpayimame, and God alpayimame overlaps the trum. So now I'm besoich iri. And it was nichnas beheta, so it's not different than the, and he holds like the nerdor, so what's the chilek if I'm nichnas als covered habriyas, I'm nichnas kosev alpayim amo, it's not the lomdus is, if it's nichnas beheta, harayu kibnei iroi, so there's no godless in havlo, it's not a dover godl. The shimi bachiyo holds havlo as a dover godl, and there's a din of connection. That it becomes one big trum. That was Shimi Bachiyah's shtik teir in the second law. He gets 8,000 amis for a trum. That's called a dover godel. That's called an accomplishment. According to Rabbah, Avlo is not a dover godel. It's a heichetimtze to get in. But since we see that the his two amis connects to the trum and it becomes one entity, that's called Adova Godel. That sounds like Shimi Bachiya, that the Trumim connect. So here the two Amis connect. That Havlo makes it one Trum, and not only Havlo makes it, and he holds that Vukis Kim of Lois. That's not a Shtik Teire. But Al Kaponim, if by Mavlois you won't say that it becomes Chatchum, you can't say that if you don't hold this, you say by Mavlois, the book is Zichen, not understandable. Al Kaponim, we have here Akasha and Rabbe. Zok de Gemore, Omalei Rabbe Bachon Elabai, Umidar Beleze Kamois Vesleil Lamach. What's your Akasha? There's a machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachom. Rabbi Lezer says if he's two amis away, he's permitted to enter. Fine. So Zemadach, the Yisoid, I've lost Chumim Milse, he can get back. Fine. Aber the Chachomim Achaylik, the Chachomim hold, if he's one amma out, he can't get back. And there you have a real Avlo. You have taka a real Avlo over there. The Aval Pekin, you can't get back. So Memele is so fakert. So as Taisa says, so Rabbi holds, like the Chachamim, you're bringing your eye from Rabbi Lezer, me the Rabbi Lezer come I swiss lo lamar. O melei ein, the shmieli minei demar, I heard from Rabbi alone, ad kan le pligi rabbonin alei the Rabbi Lezer ala dvar ha-reshus. If a person, only by a dvar reshus, they don't hold avlo, avlo a dvar mitzvah moidele, by a dvar mitzvah, they will be moide to Rabbi Lezer that have law milsa. So memele, so here, so, so let us see what Rashi says. Mid Rabbi Lezer ois vislayla ma, ho pligi rabbonin alay b'mas nisen. So they don't hold this inyan of avlo. The dvar mitzvah moidele, umas nisen, the mi she yotza b'rshus, dvar mitzvah, become a rabbi le'el da avlo loy mahani. The Minchas Yisrael has here a pilpul. What does Dvar Mitzvah mean? Is Poshit Yelom Shat, Ela L'Dvar Rishus, Avol L'Dvar Mitzvah Moidelei. Poshit Dvar Mitzvah means if there's a mitzvah to go back. There's a mitzvah to go back, so then they say Havlo Milse. So Frechter, so what's the kasha from the Mishnah? The Mishnah was speaking, by the Mishnah, the going out was a mitzvah. The coming back is not a mitzvah. So one Mahalachi wants to say that I think he brings from the Ritva, that L'dvar mitzvah shori lei b'chazore, that in the Chachamim Gufa speaking about chazore. Avol lei pligalei the Rabbi Lozer L'dvar reshus, if the whole Yitzhiya was L'dvar reshus. Or avol L'dvar mitzvah, if there's a Yitzhiya L'dvar mitzvah, moidalei that the chazore is muta. So that is pshat in the Gemara's Kasha and Rabbi. So a Kasha from the Chachomim who amoidet Rabbi Lezer by a Dvar Mitzvah. Umid Rabbi Lezer kamoizvus leilema mashme. So what is pshat? The Rabbi Omar anoda Omar ki Rabbonon. That's the Ritas Loshna Gemara. Abaye, was fragst du auf Rabbe vom Rabbe Lezer? Rabbe holds like the Chachamim. And the Chachamim hold, you're not allowed to go back. Vizeh koshe leloshen sheini de Rashi. The Rabbe is lay have lost from him milsehile in yilikoneis. Rabbe holds have lost from him milsehile in yilikoneis. According to the second Loshen of Rashi. So, the whole machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Shimi is, does it become one long truma of 8,000 amos? But the second lotion of Rabbi holds also that one is permitted to get back into his trum. One is permitted to get back in the trum. The Rabbi is, le have lost trum in milsi, le inyin li koneis. Ularabonon less lahen havlo klau. The rabbonon bechlau don't hold of avlo. The rabbonon hold that if a person is an ame outside of the trum, he's not allowed to get back. So what should you hold like the rabbonon? If you hold like the rabbonon hold, you're allowed to get back. Here you're not allowed to get back. Perhaps we could face nish, but lechayre we had learned before that this tchum, the tchum bebakim shenem aloi, the second tchum, according to Rabbi for sure, he loses it when he gets into the first tchum. That means that's according to Rabbi, you can't walk back as soon. As soon as he enters the first trum, that's what Rabbi holds. As soon as he enters the first trum, he loses the second trum. So it could be that the svar of Rabbi is as follows. The svar of Rabbi is that this trum was given to him, like Rashi says at the end, this whole second trum was given to him to enable him to get back to the first trum. And as soon as he gets into the first trum, so he loses the second trum. That's very convenient. That means if he loses the second trum as soon as he enters the first trum, so then there's a svara to say, like now, I'm here, this is my trum. But could be in the case of the Chachamim, when a person went out on Amah. So now, this is your chutz l'tchum. So mid rabbonon, forget about your first tchum. This is your, you have your dalad amas, this is it. Forget about the first tchum. So he's mekusher to this mokim. This is his mokim. You have Dalad Amis to pace back and forth, pace back and forth. But since this is now your mokim, so you can't, I can enter the tchum, but you can enter the tchum, how much you have your Dalad Amis, you'll enter back into your tchum. But that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that you're kedemikore. That means your mokim is the Dalad Amis that the Chachamim gave you. The Chachamim gave you these Dalad Amis, so this is your mokim. So you're pacing back and forth, and you stepped into the tchum, so that doesn't change your matzav. You're a yoytzim in a tchum, and you have your Dalad Amis, so you stay here. So you walked in, so what is? By walking in, that doesn't change your second tchum, your second aloch. You have these Dalad Amis. Here, these Dalad Amis, the Alpayim Amos was only given to him the way Rashi says, it's only a vehicle to bring him in. So as soon as I'm in, fakert, so here we can say, here Rabbi said, fakert, we just wanted Eichet Timtzit to get him in. We want him be'etzim to be kedemi kore. So we just gave him a vehicle to get in, and as soon as he gets in, so the automatically the mokim shenemaloi becomes bottle. So he's taken not mekusha to that mokim, so he's kidding mikor, but here he's still mekusha to his Dalad Amis. So could be that not the rabbon unless the rabbon in the case of Rabbi would be made to Rabbi. That here you say erei kidding mikor. Yeah, let us see the Gemara further. The Chol Hayoytzin Lahatzel, the Mishnah says, Chol Hayoytzin Lahatzel Chayzren Lemkayma. He says, the Mishnah says two bovets. Misha Yotza Beshus, Omulay Kval Nasa Maisa, Yeshli Apayim Amal Chaluach. The Reisha says he has Apayim Amal. Chol Hayoytzin Lahatzel, here it doesn't say Apayim, Chayzren Lemkayma. They go back to the Mokim Arishan. Fragt the Gemara, Vafilu Tuve. Here it doesn't give a shiurim how far they have to walk back. They can walk back as Chayzl Munkayma. Fragt the Gemara, Va'amrit Reisha Alpayim Amo Vesuloi. So how does the Sefer stim with the Reisha? Amar Rabbi Yehuda answered as follows. Amar Rabbi Yehuda amara, Shechoizrin b'chli zaynon l'mekoimam. That the Mishnah means that they're permitted, the Seif of the Mishnah is telling us that they're permitted to carry the kli zayn with them. Shechoizrin, the Iker is a chiddush of Chazorah. Choizrin l'mekoimam. The way they came, they can go back. That means they don't have to change their matzah. They came with Kli Zayin, so they can return the way they left. So that's a chiddush of Haitzah, it's of Mavir Dalad Amis, a chiddush of Tiltul Mukzeh. All the Yisurim which are involved in Kli Zayin, that's the chiddush. But the amount they're permitted to go, that's no chiluk, the Reisha says, that Yesh Lo Yalpayim Amo. Let us see Rashi. Vafilu tuve, yoiser me arba alofim, bit me. The Mishnah Vaistois, they're permitted to go more than 4,000 amish. Vaamrit reishe, the reishe says, heiche de loy mivlon, alpayim islay visulay. I'd like to explain the lashon of Rashi. Dachsav me pshatn Rashi is azoy. Vafilu tuve yoyse me arba alofim. He says the lashon of the Mishnah is that they're allowed to go, let's say, 5,000 amis. Va'amrit reishe 5,000 amis. Fektach Rashi, if their mokim is 5,000 amis away, they only have 2,000 amis, because 5,000 amis means that it's not nivla. So it's not Nivla, they only have 2,000. So that's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi starts off by Hecha. Rashi all of a sudden starts speaking about Hecha de Loi Mivlon. Who's talking about Hecha de Loi Mivlon? Because if it's 5,000 Amis, it's Loi Mivlon. So that's Pshat and Rashi. That's what Rashi is a masnis in the Mish. They have more than 4,000 Amis. That means it can go back 5,000 Amis. That's what it says over here. Va'amrit Reisha, the Reisha says, Heichid the Loi Mivlon, if it's 5,000 Amis, that's Loi Mivlon. So Apayim is Loi Vesulo, you only have 2,000 Amis. That's Shatan the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara asks from 2,000. Oh, but you have more than 2,000, you have called up to 4,000. But for Kelp, by 5,000, you only have 2,000. Omar of Yehuda, Omar of. Loi Teim, or you shouldn't say, Afilu tuve, you shouldn't say that he has 5,000, because if he has 5,000, then the loy shari elopai, then it'll only be mutter 2,000. So don't say it's speaking about 5,000. We're not speaking about 5,000. You know what we're speaking about? We're speaking about 4,000. We're speaking about 4,000, and it's mivla. So if it's Mivle, they could be Chayzalim Kaima. If it's Mivle, they could be Chayzalim Kaima. We pass Kimistame like Shemi Bachia. Because, V'leim Rinin Kima de Nase Maise Yashlichu Kli Zaino Me'alei. V'lo Yechalalu Shabbos Bachazarosom. We're not telling us a Chiddush in Trumim because it's Chayzalim Kaima because it's 4,000. It's a muvlad, alpayim amas muvlan the trum. But the chiddush is they're permitted to take with them the klizayin, even though it's mechilu Shabbos. Why are they permitted to do this? V'taim em aforish lekam. Yeah, so that's akash in the teretz. He says, the reisha said alpayim, and the seif of Eisai is 5,000, so he said, no, the shiuri hiluch is the same like the reisha. It's Mivla, so it's 4,000. It's Loi Mivla, it's 2,000. And the Mishnah is telling us, Aces are different in Chayzrim. They can return the way they came back. And the Chiddush is what that means with the Klizayin, and even though it involves carrying until Tobuk. Frech the Gemore Umay Kusha. What's the Kasha to begin with? You have a Kasha from the Reisha. The Reisha says Alpayim and Doshte. Dulma Lahatzul Shani. We're talking about two different cases. The Reish is talking about Misha Yotza Birshus. That's talking about a person who went out. Kiddush HaChodesh, Sudos. So there's a din. You go back 2,000 Amos. That's how much they gave. Finished. But the Chayzalim Kaima, what's spelled the Reish Chayzalim Kaima? But Lahatzel could be is different. Let us see Rashi. Dilma Lahatzel Shani, Misha Yotza Birshus Tamas Nisn, Ikaluk, Mibay Nisachodesh, Obechachom Abo Leilei. So Mamela, you can go back Lim Koima, is good. You're too far. It's Echnish Gefellach. So you'll be in the day for Shabbos. Avalabo Lahatzel Meoivim, Yesh Locha Shema Oivim Yildafu Achav. Here there's a new problem. You're never finished with the Oivim. The Oivim might chase him. Hilkach afilatuva nami yichnusulir. So the mailer, what's the kasha? Okay, this a new din of a yitzim lahatzel. Yitzim lahatzel have different shiurim. Eloi kasha is the Gemara. You're right. If the only problem would be our Mishnah, I would take a say yeshtik teira. But the kasha is from a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Eloi kasha hokash. This nan barishoin eloi hayizazem misham kol hayoy. In the beginning, if a person went out for Kiddush HaChodesh, he went out Chutz L'Tchum, he was stuck there. Hiskin Rabban Gamliel Azokin, Sheyesh L'Malpayam L'Chol Ruach. That since they were Yoytzel Roshus, they have Alpayam L'Chol Ruach. V'lei Eilu Bilvad Omru, not only does a Yoytzel, little kiddush achodesh, le'elu b'vad omru, ala filu, chachom abo leilet, babo lahatzel min agayis, min anor, min amapoyles, min adleike, harei hein ka'an she'yoyir, v'yesh l'malpaya amel l'chol ruach. Two chidushim. Here it says, that this halacha, that we give them a new tchum, it applies haste is not only by Eidus HaChodesh, nor Allah Filu. That's one of the Mephoshim is Moira. Why is Eidus HaChodesh a bigger Chiddush than the others? denk ich nicht, was er empfört, aber ala filu chachoma bo leilid, wa bo lahatzel min aga, also, ein lachayre, lachayre, this is perhaps more pashita than edis achaydish. Amin harei hen ka anshei ha'ir, harei hen ka anshei ha'ir. Perhaps, basically, perhaps this could be a chiddush because they were misaken this that because we're afraid if you won't make it convenient for them, they won't go out. So it could be maybe a person is going up pikuach nefoshes. Perhaps there isn't such a chash. A mensch wird sich nicht zurückhalten from inconveniences auf pikuach nefoshes. Eides a chiddush? Ja, nein, nein. I mean, maybe someone else saw the lavon. If someone else didn't see, but fine. It could be the cheshivis of going out chutz l'tchum is not so important to him if he'll remain with inconveniences. So it could be, it is a psashtikal chiddush. Afilu, when he has a greater incentive to go, still they gave kulas. Now let me just explain what he's saying. He's telling us be'emes in another chiddush. Mir gehart a kashe rein kan sheir. Of all people, Ram Gamliel, it was the last one that should say this. Ram Gamliel says, Misha itziyu nochrim eruachro, and helichu leiracheres, nasnu bedirei besoya. So Ram Gamliel holds mahalachas kula. So memele, afilu itziyu, another rishayna mold afilu holach bemezit, he went into an ear, he went into a ear, he has the whole ear. The whole ear is like Daladamas. So that's Afilu. So the ear is Daladamas. That's Afilu Holach Bemezit. You don't need any special takonis. You don't have to bend backwards to tell them. The ear is Kedala Daldal. That's Ram Gamliel. So the Chiddush is over here. You give him Alpayim. You give him, there he takes Daladaldal. Here you give him Alpayim. So why was Hiram Gamliel was Moisev? Hiram Gamliel was Moisev. Harei hein ka'an shei ha'ir, number one. Yesh lo malpayim amalachol ruach. Harei hein ka'an shei ha'ir. Hiskin Ram Gamliel azokim. Why says this falls into the takone? That harei hein ka'an shei ha'ir, number one. Yesh lo malpayim amalachol ruach, number two. So what is the chiddush harayin ka'an she'ir? This is afilu by afilu yotze b'meizit. So they bring from the Rav HaMagid, that the Rav HaMagid says that Rashi says, ha'ilichuhu le'ir ha'cheres, v'arei hi mukefes mechitzais. That din, the Ram Gamliel said, an ear is like dalet al dalet, that is dafke if it's mukef mechitzais. If it's not mukif mechitzes, so then it's not dalad al dalad. If it's you mitchumai. Now the halacha is, there's a taisa later of mazainim at base, if a person is shavis in an ear, I feel it's not mukif mechitzes, the whole ear is kedalad amis. So here this is the chiddush of Ram Gamliel. I'm saying I'm more like a chiddush, that even though this person wasn't shavis in this ear, and this ear is not mukif mechitzes, so we went and we said he's ka'an she'ir and he has the whole ear, number one, and we'll give him alpayim hama, number two. So that was the kule of Ram Gamliel over here. This is no shaykhis to the Mishnah. The Mishnah that says an ear has a din of dalad al dalad amis is only if there is mukif mechitzes, Rashi says. If there is not mukif mechitzes, you only have dalad amis, period. Anshei ha'ir have the whole ear, I feel it's not mukif mechitzes. So memele, so here that was the new takon of Ram Gamliel Azokim. Number one, Arayin Kan Shayir, even though they weren't Shayvis in the year, they went out L'Shem Shemayim Arayin Kan Shayir, number one. And number two, said, they have the whole year. V'yeshlam Alpayim Amalachol Ruach. So, Memeil Abak upon him, in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it says, here we have a problem already. Here it says, in the Takone of Ram Gamliel, Azokin was, Hamatzel Minagayis, Yeshlam Alpaya Amalachol Ruach. That's what it says. Abatzlam and Agayis is not a bigger yachsin than the other Yoytzei Lershus. And in our Mishnah it says, Kol ha-yotzim la-hatzel, choyzchen l'mkoymom. So Memele, the kasha we asked before, so that what you had stated, that from our Mishnah there's no kasha because you can differentiate that the Reish is speaking about ha-yotzei l'kiddush ha-chodesh, and so there's only a zalpai mamet. And ha-yotzei la-hatzel, since there's a sakon involved, is choyzchen l'mkoymom. That you could say on our Mishnah. But the kasha is from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Eli kasha or kasha. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that Bo Lahatzel ben Agayis also only has Alpayim Amma. Vesulai, Va'amrit in our Mishnah it says, Kol Yaitzim Lahatzel Chayzalim Kaimon Afilu Tuve. So here we have a kasha. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Shechoizrin bechli zayin limkoimom. That's pshat. Here you have to say takedis teretz that they can carry the kli zayin limkoimom. Kedisanya barishoyna ho yumeinichin kli zaynom beveis asomuch lechoimo. They put the kli zayin beveis asomuch lechoimo, the first outside house that was outside of the chayme, and they didn't want to be metalto the klizayin anymore. It's mukze. Maybe this involves more isurei havore in the rishus harabim. So the first house that was outside of the chayme, they left the klizayin. Pam achas ikiru bem oivim. Oivim saw now these yidden. They were unarmed. V'rotvu achreim. So they started chasing them. So they went into this house, which wasn't too large of a house to get the klizayin. So this was mamish asakone. By being frum and not going back, l'mkaimom, if it is al-kaponim in the trum, not carrying the klizayin l'mkaimom. Is ba'isa shayiskinu, that he should go and bring it back. It would seem, though, from over here, it's like it's very interesting. I mean, Lamaisa were only Mater Alpayim Amo. That's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, only Mater Alpayim Amo. And where will Alpayim Amo bring him? Will bring him wherever will bring him to? I mean, Alpayim Amo is not I mean, it says you give him Alpayim Amo, and what is he going to do with the Kli Zayin there? He's not going, and if it's not Muvla Betrumoy, so what'll be? So he has his Alpayim Amo, he's in the middle of no place. I mean, Mitzad Echo, they were matter, the Tiltel, and Haitzor, they were matter, als the Chash of the Oivim. Mitzad Acher, they were only matter alpayim amo. Seems they were samech al kaponim in alpayim amo. Zicha find a place that will be able to store the klizayin and there won't be a chash sakone. So what have always given. Zot Rashi. Lo yoy yezozem yisham b'yaitzim chutz l'tchum lo yoy dala chaydish mayri b'meseches Rosh Hashanah. The beginning, when they return, they put in the outside house, shamoitzim chutz l'chaima. Ikiru behem oivim, sheyotzu chutz leir, verotfu achayim. Let's explain the Loshon of Rashi. Nachem Eshemesh Nefesh explains. Ikiru behem oivim, the oivim recognized, that means they were chasing a gayis. And they took care of the gayis. Now they finished with the gayis, and now they're walking, they're still outside of the ear, and there were different oivim. Ikiru behem oivim, sheyotzu chutz leir, that Yidden went out of the ear. These are different oivim. This is not the guys that they went out of the year. Verotvu achem. Nichnasu hayoytzim. Those who yotzul chutzli to chase the guys. Now they have problems with Oivim. Little Klizeinov, Abai Sav, Dochku Zeze. That's one teretz. Rav Nachman Ba Yitzchok Oma, a different teretz. Loi Kashe. Sometimes our Mishnah says they're permitted to go back Limkoima. In the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah says, they only have Alpayim Ames. It says it matters what the result of the Muhammad with the Gaius was. Kan Shenotzchu Yisrael Asum Esoilam. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah is speaking about that the Yidn were Matzliach, some Mele, so there's no imminent danger, so you only have Alpayim Ames. Vus Shlech Doten. Kan Shenotzchu Umesoilam Esatzman. Here it's speaking about that Umesoilam were Matzliach. So Alpayim Amo is not secure. So Memele, so here we permit them to go back Elim Kaima, to the security of their own ear. Yeah. Natsru Yisrael, Zutrashi, Alpayim Vesulay. Natsru Mesoilam, Chayzim Elim Kaima, Mafilatuve. Zutta Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Nochim shetzoru ala yores Yisrael. Nochim that surrounded a yores Yisrael. Ein yoitzim aleim bechlizeinon vein mechalim aleim es haShabbos. You don't do anything. Tanya nami hochi, nochim shetzoru, you don't do anything. Pamed vorm amurim shebol iske momen. The purpose of these Nochim were they just coming for a moment. Avol bolis ke nefoshes, yaitzin aleihem bechlizeino namechalun aleihem es haShabbos. Mechalun aleihem es haShabbos. Zogt Rashi, en yaitzin aleihem kede meforish lakamon, kshebol Nochim al iskei moment. The boy in Aliskei moment, so you have no heter. They're just coming for money. So Mamele, they have no heter to be Mechalo Shabbos. I have a Shverikait on this Gemara, which like I didn't find anyone should be Ma'ira. I was Nis'ira from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that I in base on it base, a Boba Machteres, the din is, if a Ganev is Boba Machteres, so the din is ain't loy domen. You'll have to kill him. Because Chazoke, he knows that ain't no the Mamed Atzmi al Mamoinoi. So in Leila, he realizes when he's gonna come in and the Balabos is fine, they will find him, it won't be an easy geschäft. So why is he being matrich himself so much? So Mestamel, so he's going, Adai to the Ochev, Yenna Betzach Shtelum against him, he won't give him a sales talk, but he'll kill him, Fati. So Memele, so since Asabo Lahogach, Ashkem Lahogach. So therefore, Eloi, don't be allowed to kill Abo B'machteres. Zok the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf Ayin Bezom et Bez, Bein B'choil, Bein B'Shabbos. So what is the Chiddush Bein B'Shabbos? In Shabbos kommt zu a zweite Sache. In Shabbos kommt zu a problem Chilu Shabbos. Aber Bein B'Chayel Bein B'Shabbos. Ich meine Chilu Shabbos. There's a Shaila do of Sakonis Nefoshis over here. She'll have to kill him in Shabbos also. In Chiddush Rav Reuven and Boba Basra he asks a kasha L'Chayre Shabbos he asks a kasha Shabbos L'Chayre. Listen, if you'll be cooperative, there doesn't have to be any Chilu Shabbos, there doesn't have to be any Ritziche, just show him where the money is, give him a Trin Bromfen and a good, and he'll go away. This, why do you have to be, what right do you have to do to be Mechalo Shabbos? Be Shleim in the middle of the week, I'm not Mechuyif to be cooperative. I have to be cooperative, I don't have to be cooperative. So Memele, So Bemele, if I'm not Mechuyim, I won't be cooperative. And Bemele, if I'm not cooperative, he's coming all his skin and foshu. So Bemele, I'll bowl a hoge, chashke mog. But Shabbos, there's a new shayla over here. I mean, Chilu Shabbos. And this Chilu Shabbos can be avoided by being cooperative. So be cooperative. As if I trabu v'na kasha. Yes, the kasha on this Gemara in Sanhedrin, that I am based on it based. Hemfet Rabbi Reuven, so he says, he sees from this Gemara, he says, Ein Odom Mamit Atzmei Al Mamoine means not, he's not Mechuyev to be, he can't control himself. A person, when he's put in such a situation, that means, tell the person, give away the, this is his own moment, Kol Yekum Shemamidim Odom Araglov. A person, he can't control himself. So Mamela, if he can't control himself, he's either going to Shtelzich, and if he's going to Shtelzich, the Ganav won't have any patience, he's going to kill him. So Bola Holga, Hashke Volga. That's how Rabbi Reuven learns Pshat in the Gemara. So it comes out, al iske nefosh, al iske moment, there's no such thing al iske moment. Iske moment means iske nefoshes. So I hear a kasha, so lechere, what's pshat na gemore over here? Our gemore says, ba'medvom shebo al iske moment, akim shetzoru, you don't do anything. Shebo al iske moment. You don't do anything. But says iske moment, iske moment. These are, they were speaking about a Yiddish Shaganev, they were speaking about a Goyish Shaganev. So, iske moment means iske nefosh. Then I looked in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, steht etwas sehr interessant. In Shulchan Aruch says as follows. In Simen Shin Chav Tes, Sif, Zayin, dacht sich mehr, steht da Zayin. Sif Zayin. Yesh mi she'oimer, a machaber, the Mekir is a Trumas Adeshin. First he brings down Sivov, Habol, Iske Momin, Gornisht. You don't do anything. Yesh, Misha, Imer, Shebizman Hazeh, Afilu, Bol, Iske Momin, Mechalalim. Bizman Hazeh is different. Favot, Sheim, Lo, Yanichen, O Yisrael, Ishle, Velov, Izma, Moine. What is going to be if the Yid won't be cooperative? Yahagenu. Bahavi iske nefoshes. Fine. So also you have to know what's a bizman hazeh. So you learn pshat bizman hazeh. Bizman chazal mgevuz geld akapore de geld Shabbos kodesh. What's geld? Oh, but bizman hazeh leider we're not in that madrege. So bizman hazeh is so then it's a different picture. So then anybody you mechalo Shabbos. Kum te morgen Avram afenot v'tzorich yin. What Shabbos man is there? Tinechenu likach hamomen. What Shabbos man is there? V'lo yichalo Shabbos. As if it's the Mogen Avraham. What Shabbos man is there? Let me tell you a lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, K'shebo al yochid, mechuyev lahamid atzmoy v'yenichem lekabal hamomen. V'lo yichalo les HaShabbos. Ay, what is mit the geld, says the Aruch HaShulchan. V'nemen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shishalom Lekehena V'chein. Harebi Shebroche. Aruch HaShulchan Gita Broche. Is Memele, does Amach Metovi Ola Broche. This is a Kehena V'Kehena. What Toche? A Broche from Aruch HaShulchan. So here we are Bogan Avrom. The Bogan Avrom is the Kashi. He doesn't understand. What's the Pshat Bezman Hazeh? And for the Bogan Avrom. So the Bogan Avrom says as follows. V'Efsher. Kivin shein odom mamid atzmoy al mamoinoi. So here we start saying what Rabbi Reuven said. A person can't control himself. He says, Chashinon, shemo yamoid echod negdom veyehoreg, lechein mechalalim. Avo bo odom yochid, yoniach likach mamoine v'lo yechalu Shabbos. So the Bogen Avram paskins la loch. If you have a shtot, in a shtot, there are other people which not bale madrege. So we can assume that there's going to be one person in the shtot who won't be cooperative. So memele, because of him, so you have to go, so it's a shail of the pikuach nefesh over here. So memele, you have to go and fight with them. Aber a yochid, eve istaleine ken sich zerikhalten, pasken te mogen avrom, pasken te orich ha-shulchen. Shabbos, you just show him where the money is, give him a smile, a guten tag. That's how they pass in Laloche. So it's a pillar. What's with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? The Rambam passes like the Gemara in Sanhedrin also. And it seems Al Kapone from the Mogen Avraham that Bizman Hazeh, it seems was Nischadish, Bizman Hazeh was Nischadish that you have as Elche Shvachenkis, that's Yeshomish of Bizman Hazeh. So there'll be in the Shtot someone which will not be able to control himself. Sehr interessant. What happened with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Al Kopodim, the Beraisa says, The Beraisa says as follows, that you don't do anything. But what about if this city, that they're tzoru al iske momen, and the smuchel is for, afilu leibo al iske nefoshes, el al iske tevin bekash, yoitzin aleihem bichlizeinon mechal nalenis ha-shabas. If this is a boundary, so then it's yoitzin aleihem bichlizeinon mechal nalenis ha-shabas. Let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi, לספור, עיר שמבדלס בין גבול ישראל לגבול האומס, יועצם עליהם, שמו ילחדו, ומשום תן נויך האורץ לכובש לפניהם. So, to the hammer was more America ha'ore. We're speaking about that they're coming לבו אלה איסקי נפושס, אלה על איסקי תבן וקש. They're just coming for money. You have people who are just coming for money. So Memele, if this would not be on the boundary, so we're speaking about a kaponim bizman chazal, you do nothing, you open up the doors, you show them where your money is, now guten tag. That's the halacha. And it's the sfar, but if this is the boundary, so Rashi says, Shema yilachdua, and misham teinoich alz likovish lifneim. Who's speaking about capturing? Now you're making them, they want to conquer the city, they want to go into Eretz. I mean, all of, Mamanav Sheikh, do you trust these goyim, yes or no? In Aloch and Shulchan Aruch it says, if it's Bo'ol Iske Momen, you don't do anything. Bo'ol Iske Nefoshesh, you fight them. What is Bo'ol Stam, you also fight them. Bo'ol Stam, you don't know what they're coming for, so you fight them. So Bo'ol Iske Momen means that these people are gentlemen, we know they just want money, and that's why we can trust them. We trust these people. If we'll give them the money, you tell them, I shouldn't be Mechal HaShabbos, nothing will be done, they won't kill. So all of a sudden, we make them that they want to conquer Eretz Yisrael. I mean, they just came on Tevin V'Kash. All of a sudden, I mean, it's the whole Eretz Yisrael is also Tevin V'Kash. I mean, If they were so successful over here, so they'll go further. It seems that now they became Kovshim. They want to conquer the whole, why aren't you afraid that they'll kick, maybe they'll kick them out of the city and thus, and they'll get rid of, the Vaisis is just coming on Tevin V'Kash, and all of a sudden Vaisis thought that they have another motive in Gansen. They'll be kovish yilachdua, kovish b'tayin neicha oretzli kovish lefneim. Unclear. Al kopon, the Gemara says, if it's oimed al asfor, there's the whole Eretz Yisrael is in sakone, and therefore we are, and it's also very modern. I mean, if these people are just going for money, so the whole Eretz Yisrael is also not in sakone, they'll just rab gan Eretz Yisrael. What's the problem? I mean, just like by my money, as the Magen Avraham told them, the brachim and the shulchan, they'll take the money, they'll take the karka, and a guten tag, they'll get kifli keflaim. So all of a sudden, so why are you afraid of Eretz Yisrael? If these people are just coming for money, not one yid will be shot. It's very unclear. Al koponim. But Gemara says that if it's ira kreivel is for. Memele yaitn alein bikhli zayn am khan lein es shabbes am rab yesu bam yun am rab nach u bavel ki ir asmuchel es vor dom bavel is a ir asmuchel es vor de tirgume nerdo zot rashi tirgume eizo hi ir be bavel da besmuchel es vor nerdo shoyes asmuchel nach im tsad echot va yar shayeshem behem bnei geile mitzad shayni. So this was the buffer zone of bavel. Dorish Rabbi Dostoy de Min Biri. May der Siv, ve yegidu le David Leiva, hine plishtim nolchamim b'keilo. The plishtim an nolchamim b'keilo, this was a city, ve heim Moshe isim es agronis. They're robbing the gronis. Tone, ki le iras muchel esfor haiso, ve heim loy bo el al iske tevin v'kash. They just were coming from tevin v'kash. Der Siv, heim Moshe isim es agronis. They just want to rob the gronis. So My kami boile. What was the shaila? It was a shaila. Vayishal David b'Hashem. Ilei me'ishori i'osem. If David had a shaila, and Rashi explains the shaila was, it was Shabbos. Is it mutter, is it also, arei beis dinoi shel Shmuel haramosi, kaim frek the Gemara, shaila she don't ask durim v'tumim. Shaila is frek menarok. But so, if he had a shaila, yes, beis dinoi shel Shmuel haramosi. Eli matzlech, ilai matzlech. The shaila was, will he be matzliach? Deikenami, d'chsiv leich v'ikisa beplishtim, v'ishat es ke'ilo shmamino. Before, so Memela, that was the shaila. Shall be matzliach? They said it'll be matzliach. Before we see Rashi, let us see Taisvis, then we'll see how Rashi wants to emphasize his kasha. Im matzliach, iloi matzliach. So the shaila was, will be matzliach. Im toime, in kain, heichi dorish rab destoy de mechal and all of Hashabbos. How that seems rab destoy brought a raya, dorish rab destoy de mebire, maidach siv, it seems that's the hemshech. That we learned in the Barais that the Machalo Shabbos biras mukhalas fo, and Tone Kila iras mukhalas fo hoiso, and then Sarai from over here, and the Machalo Shabbos. And Kenech Dosh Rabbi Slay the Machalo Shabbos do Machal hoyo. It was Chayl, Ai, Mishum the Misav Kaloi, Ai, if it was Chayl, what's the Shaila? The Siva Yisha Odovi, the Maskin in the Maso, Chiloi Maso, it's a different Shaila, it's a military shaila. It wasn't a lochadik shaila. Vieshloim the mukher milse mit the comma nilchomim bekeila. Plishtim nilchomim bekeila. The koilei mulchomim. Umosar David nafshi alei. Afa pishlei bo ela al iskei tevim bekash. Where's the mulchomim? This is not a mulchomim. This is just a robbery. This is not the. David was moist and nefesh himself to go. Shmamino the mechalnula nami es haShabbos. So it seems that the pasuk said this is a mulchome. That's number one, and then number two, Moshe David nafshi alei. He went into the mulchome. They went in the. They mobilized. They went into mulchome, which there's a sakon involved in that also. So vayis tachoyis that has a din of pikuach nefoshes. The whole Eretz Yisrael was in danger because Kila was oimed al haspo. So memele, so that's the right. Zogt Rashi. V'heim leibo v'af apikei mosel David atzmei lahatzo. So that's emes what Taisva says, and the Taisva Rashi says that's a Rashi wanted of emfa. David was meisa nefesh himself to go into the Muhammad. Mulchama involves danger, and David was meisa nefesh, as a right, it involves pikuach nefoshes. The Teres Chaim asks Akasha, he doesn't see where the pikuach nefoshes is, because he asked the Urim Betumim, if there'll be matzliach, there won't be matzliach, and he told him, v'hishata eskila. So, what's the raya? That's the Teres Chaim's kasha. Between you and me, I don't understand too well the kasha, the whole haftocha was v'hishata. If there'll be kobonish, teitzach gonish. There was a shaila though, militarily, should we be loichem? Maybe they're gonna win. I mean, so no, v'heshato. You're gonna win, but benkach, there could be kobonis. I mean, does v'heshato mean that no one will get killed? A mulchome involves sakone. That's the Medemrei Misode asks Sakash, doesn't understand the ganze Maise from Sakonis Nefoshish. He says, a melech is allowed to take the in a Mulchemes HaRishus. In every Mulchemes there's a Sakone. And a melech is allowed to be Moitzi them in Mulchemes HaRishus. So Mulchemes HaRishus, that's the Koyach of a melech. So how can the Gemara bring a raya from over here that a kocher, it's a pikuach nefoshes, and thus, the chemis rishus is zichana pikuach nefoshes. So he wants to say that only a din and a melech. And David at this time was as yet not melech. So memele, so he hit, this a melech tak is allowed to do this. That's from the chusim of a melech, and he's allowed to tell people to go into, like he brings Yaakov Avinu, the Bnei Ashvachas, he put first when they're going Keneged Esav. Zeh Hashem, he put them first, and then Hachanachan Chaviv. You're putting them into danger. So he says, that's the din. Ayyitzilu Mulchama, there's a danger involved, and how to set up who to be in the Matzavah Sakona. That's from the Schussi HaMelech, and Yaakov had the Schuss also. But he says over here, David wasn't a Melech yet, so Mameli, he would not have a right to do such a thing. Someone was on the derech. The yoshav baderech, Rashi says, lo noyach, shahoya oy. He wanted to get to Ashdod, and he was from Atar, it was Erev Shabbos, he sat down, lo yedei yeshuhu betchum meir, and he did not realize he was already betchum meir, b'choshcha lo yisham, and he remained there till after night. R'sha'omad, rosh yusomach leir betchum, when he got up, he saw, oh, the issue is, he's near the ear, he was in the tchum the whole time. But the problem was, he did not know this. And we'll see soon, b'shas maise, he was mechaven to be kind of shvisa where he was. He didn't know that he's near the shtot. If he would have known he's near the shtot, he'd be mechaven to be kind of shvisa in the shtot. Mishi yosha badach, vomad vero, harei hu somach le'im, is oyum lehoi sa kavanos ilakach, but since he did not have kavon to be kind of shvisa in the ear, lo yikone, stiv rameya. So what? So he's kind of shvisa. He had a zin to be kind of shvisa where he was. He's kind of shvisa where he was. So now you'll measure the alpayim amah from where he was, and that's it. And it'll go into the ear, and it'll stop in the middle of the ear. Wherever the alpayim amah will end, that's where he's going to stop. Lo yikonis. Rabbi Yudaimer yikonis. Rabbi Yudah says that he's kind of shvisa in the ear. Rabbi Yudah maisa hoyim nichus raptar from beloy miskabin. Rab Tarfin was a similar mice. Rab Tarfin got stuck safer here, and Rab Tarfin got stuck on the derech, and he went in to the shtot. Let's see the Bereis, then we'll see Rashi. Tanya Am Rabbi Yudah, mice by Rab Tarfin shem haler bederech, v'chosh choloy, v'lon chutzli, l'shachis metzau roye boker, amru loy Rabbi, harei ha'ir lefonecho, hikonis, go to the shtot. Nichnas v'yosha v'beis ha-medrash v'dorish kol ha-yayim kulay. Amru loy, so Rameya told him, Misham raye, shema b'liboy ha-yise, v'beis ha-medrash muva b'soich tchumay ha-yayim. Maybe the beis ha-medrash was b'soich the his alpayim, or b'liboy ha-yise l'chatchile to go into the shtot. Let us see Rashi. Loikonis leir liyois ka'anshei ha'ir. The Minchas Yisrael explained that Rashi had a meridike kash washa loikonis leir. We said he was nimtzo toich ha'tchum. So he has alpayim amo. So the alpayim amo goes into the shtot. He doesn't have the whole shtot. So what's that loikonis? What's that loikonis? That was Rashi's kasha. So Rashi says, lo yikonis lo ir li yois ka'an, he could go into the shtot, to where his alpayim amah will bring him. But lo yikonis li li yois ka'an she yoyir, ala mi mokim she choshre lo yimoyde da alpayim psiyas beininis, vad mokim she kolu yikonis. And he's yikonis still there. But he's not ka'an she yoyir. But lo yimiskaven, shlo yoyo yodeya kshe choshre lo yishu betchum eir, but lo yimiskaven li yoy shvisose beir elabim koimoy. He didn't have kavone, so memele, Rashi, when it's kavon liyeshvisosebe, there was no kavone to be kind of shvise in there, elo bim kaima, he had kavone to be kind of shvise where he was. So memele, so that's the svar of Ramei, so he's kind of the shvise. So what is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? Darf man da ein bisschen verstehen Rabbi Yehuda? Ich meine, he had kavone to be kind of shvise here. Good, if he would have known, what type of anders getan, but he didn't know. And he had kavon to be kind of shvisa here. So the Rashba brings, the Rashba and Ritva seem to say like this, that Emerson, this whole thing was, he was mechavan to be kind of shvisa here. But he was really mechavan to be kind of shvisa there. He wanted to be kind of shvisa in the shtot. If he would have known that the shtot is in his tchum, he'd zichabim a rotzen to kind of. So Memela, so what he done on his kavone? He was mechaven to be kind of shvisa. But look at his other kavone. He had kavone really to be kind of shvisa there. And this kavone, what was now, was a kavone aboyedei tois. So Memela, this kavone, we counteract this kavone with the other kavone. But he wanted to be Koinish Visa there. Zukta Raivit. But what if he opened up his mouth and he says, I want to be Koinish Visa here? He says, then you don't look with his kavona. Then, until according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's Koinish Visa outside of the, and that's what he passed in Shulchan Aruch also. If he said Bepeh, that he wants to be Koinish Visa here, then forget about it. The whole thing was only be kavona, so there's another kavona involved also. Look at his true kavona. Zuktrashi Beliboy Hoisik, Sheyoshav Shom, Hoyo Yoideya Shubisoich Alpayim Lemokim Shvisosai. So Rashi learns Pshat Beliboy that he knew that he was Besoich Alpayim Lemokim Shvisosai. The Svasemis asks on Rashi, so if he knew, so why did he need Roye Boker? The Gemara says that he met Roye Boker. And the Amrulay Rabbi Arila Fanecha Matsu Raye Boka Amrulay Rabbi Arila Fanech Ikones. Rashi says he knew all along. That's what Rashi says, that's a Meir's Teretz. Believe by Isaac Shiosh Shamaya Yaideya Shubisay Chapaim Lumokim Shvisos. He says, if he knew so, why need the whole Maisa with the Raye Boka? Therefore, the Sassemis wants to say that the Nipsis Medai from Matthias before him, that Mem Gimel Amid Beis, not that he knew. That he didn't know, but he knew it was a suffix. So, Beliboy Hoysa, that if he is in the Trum, that was Beliboy Hoysa. If he was in the Trum, he wants to be Koinish Visa in the Trum. He didn't know Taket. But that's a good Kavone. I feel according to Ramea. That's the thesis before that Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Thesis says, Mutar matam shekvar yisi mitako b'shvei sferes, so this is afil ramei, doma lakamem yishi yoshev b'derech, v'om adharei yusomach li'ir, noisa kavanosu lakach lo yikonis, ochem iskavna havna lishbis b'ir, bo yisayim chmal shvei feres sharam gamliel. So this is they wanted to be kind of shvis in there, and they relied on him. That means, if we're in the trum, we want to be kind of, and they relied on the shvei feres of Ram Gamliel. So forget, this pshat is much better. So Memela, that's what Rameya answered, Rabbi Kive, that's what Rameya answered, Rabbi Yehuda. The maisa with Rabbi Talfin was that there was a rotzin, that if I'm in the Teichat Tchum, I want to be Koinish Visa in the year. And he didn't know where he was. So Memela is very good. So the Roye Boker came and told him, Rabbi, Herei Yehila Fonecha. It's very interesting why the Braisa tells us what happened later. I mean, Nichnas, what is the Braisa of Yosha, Beis HaMedrash, V'dorosh Koloyim Kula? It's very interesting how this comes into the story. I mean, Yogi Darshan, there was another Darshan there. I mean, the story is, Hanegei Alonu, we're finished already. So you see, the whole lambda that he wasn't kind of shvisa there, what he did the rest of the day, what else would Rav Talfin do? It's a little unclear. Let us just start the Mishnah. Misha Yosham Bederech. V'lo yoda shech sheicha. Here, he was sleeping. For me, yeah. Yesh loy alpayim amma lachol ruach divi Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri. Chamem oimrim ein loy ela arba ames, and Rabbi Lezoy mevuhu behem tzor. Ein loy ela dalad ames, hoil vi yoshan hoyo loy niskaven likne shvise. So this is worse than before. Before, there was a kavona to be kind of shvise, either the ear or bin koima. Here, he was sleeping. So Memela, so there was no Kavanah Bechlal Liknei Shvisa, so he only has Dalad Amis. That's the Svore of the Chachomim. V'hu Bem Tzon Shal Dalad Amis Kloy Mebeis Amis Yeshel L'chol Tzidov. That's Rabbi Leza. That, yeah. And Rabbi Yehuda Oymer La'isa Ruach She'ir Tzaleilech Yitol Dalad Amis. He's two Amis on each side. He can pick out a Dalad Amis whichever he wants. That's Rabbi Yudoim Elezur Sheir Tzayelech, Moide Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Biroloi, Sheni Yochel Lachze, Boide, and he can't be Choyze, and he has these Daladamas.